Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
While undefeated, Wexford have been through a nail-bitingly entertaining campaign in Division 1B this season. I got up with the Yellow Bellies manager, Keith Rossiter, ahead of their top-of-the-table clash with Clare.
Keith Rossiter, thank you so much for joining me. We have to start with looking back on the campaign so far before even looking ahead to that game against Clare. But, you know, it's been an absolute whirlwind of a campaign, to say the least. You look on paper and you see that you're unbeaten and people might think, oh, you're breezing through Division 1B. But looking back on some of those matches, like, my heart almost feels sorry for you because I'm thinking, geez, if I was the manager on the sidelines, I wouldn't be able to take some of those late dramatic efforts. But
yeah.
Talk me through how you've been feeling so far, about how everything's going on.
As a manager, I haven't been getting it easy on the sideline, all right, but you get used to that. It's we're coming out on the right side of it, which is the main thing, Orrin. That's the positive of it. And like, look, people coming in another month's time, people will forget these results. You know, it's going to be all about championship, and that's just the way it's going to be. But delighted with, I suppose, the character we're showing at the minute, and you know, digging in to get those wins. Not good for the heart, but it's good for morale after when you're winning.
I'd say probably that first game against Antrim, you probably weren't expecting it to be as dramatic as it was. I know, like, you're looking at a part where, you know, Richie Lawler and Jared Walsh get sent off within minutes of each other, and then you're going down, you're 2 points down at that stage, and then you claw your way back to level in the 70th minute. Conor Johnston then scores a goal and you kind of think maybe this is it, and all of a sudden then Mark Fanning steps up at the end and it suddenly completely changes the narrative around that game. Like, yeah. Do you think that, like, if you look at that and you probably look back near the end of the campaign, you probably think how vital of a win that was, because if you get off to a bad start, that could nearly have affected every game after that, couldn't it?
100%. Yeah, 100% agree on that. It's, you know, we conceded a Conor Johnston goal, which like, they ran the ball in from about 70 yards, which I wasn't happy with at the time. And I said it after, I wasn't happy, and the players know damn well I wasn't happy. But we worked on that type of thing, and it was like, it's all learnings from the league. You have to keep learning, getting ready for championship. But we answered it back. We got the next puck that came out. We got a point off it to bring it back, and then Mark got the goal, and all the drama that led up to the goal as well, with one of the Antrim players standing on the ball, one less hit the quick free, and a referee bringing it up, which actually made it a goal scoring opportunity. I suppose if he had played it from where the free was originally given at the time, we were lobbing in and hoping. Whereas Mark coming up, he had a proper shot at the goal, which is brilliant for us, and he nailed it. I won't say the year hinges on it, but it was important to get the win. Antrim came down, you know, with a lot of top players playing. We knew that they were coming to get a good start at the league, and it's you know, it is important to get off on the right footing. We got on the right side of it, thank God. We got a bit of luck. I think we haven't had luck the last couple of years, and we got it in the first round of the league this year, and we needed it. Because it's nice to have 2 points on the board after that one going up to Down. If you had been beaten by Antrim, going up to Down would have been a very long journey up. And going up there, you know, for Down waiting in the long grass first as well. If Antrim can beat us, then, you know, Down's tails are really going to be up first. So getting the win gives a bit of positivity up the road. And yeah, it was a good start.
I know then the next game, obviously a big name comes back, Lee Chin, for the Carlow game. He comes off the bench in, I think it's the 47th minute. And, you know, that game, on paper, if you look at the score at the end, maybe you think you were kind of comfortably in the driver's seat. But that was a very tight game coming up into those final few moments. Like, for you, like, does that stick out as the most important win to you so far this campaign?
They all are. The last one you play is the one you're always looking at. But when we consolidate the first three games, like the start against Antrim getting the win, Davey had threw everything at it, you know, to get it over the line, and we pipped him. But the starting game that's your most important one. But as you go in, I wanted the 6 points on the board. To be honest, I'd say that Carlow game, for the black card came in and we got a penalty and we got a goal and got a bit of daylight between the teams. I think we tagged on 2 or 3 points in a row after the penalty, which, you know, or up to that stage it was nip and tuck. It was coming down to the wire as well. I wasn't going to get a break on the sideline for a third consecutive weekend, but we got a bit of daylight then once we got the penalty, and we tagged on a couple of scores and it could breathe a little bit easier for the last 10 minutes, which is great.
Simon Roach performs brilliantly in that game as well. I think that's probably the best we've seen him all season.
Yeah, look, a young guy as well, 21. You know, he's came into the Panthers squad last year, done well, done all the hard graft, had a really good club season with Owlert at home, my own club. Got Young Hurler of the Year in Wexford. Doing things the right way, great attitude towards the game. Wants to play, wants to get better, wants to learn, will listen. All the attributes you're looking for in any young player, he typifies them all, he has them all. and the future is bright for him. You just need to keep the feet on the ground and keep working hard. It's a long road ahead of him, but delighted that he's had been hurling well throughout the league, even that night against Antrim on a really bad night for free takers. He was nailing frees and frees that he was under pressure to hit. There was a lot of pressure on him. He's been doing really well and delighted for him.
I think specifically as well, when I look at that Carlow game, and probably there isn't enough said about him, but Tomás Kinsella is brilliant in that game as well. Like, there's one really tight point that he has to score that kind of, it's not, I suppose, this vital moment of the game, but it definitely gives you that cushion going ahead, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you're on your game, you're on your game. And that night against Carlow, for Tucker, we call him Tomás, he was awesome. 6 points from play. I think, don't think he hit wide, you know. I think it was 6 from 6, which is phenomenal. That doesn't happen, and it's the more those games, the better for him, and the more his confidence is going to come. Excuse me. Things didn't probably hop as well for him last weekend against Dublin. Still had opportunities, but just didn't go his way. And that's hurling. That can happen. Obviously, you score 6 points against Carlow, you're going to be a marked man the next day. And it's all about learning. Again, as I keep saying it, he's another guy who's probably in the 23-24 bracket now. It's important couple of years from he's been around, and he's starting to firm his place on the team, which is great.
I think just on that as well, like that tight point that Tomás scores, like I think up until then there was 3 misses from Wexford players. Like, you'll know this as a player, like if some player then takes it upon themselves to go up and score a point and kind of gets you back in the flow of things, how much does that affect the rest of the players around you, kind of saying like, okay, we've maybe missed a few shots now, but somebody's gotten us back on playing field. It's about keeping that momentum going.
Oh, it is. It's just to settle the team. You have to settle it. You have to break the rot of, you know, the misses and the bad accuracy, the shot efficiency. But I suppose, in fairness, you're just looking for someone to take it over and someone just to settle the whole thing. And, you know, he's well capable of doing that every day. Most of our forwards are, in fairness. They've been shooting really well the last couple of weeks and been getting a lot of confidence. And, you know, long may it last.
I think the game that everyone was silently looking forward to with the beginning of your campaign was going to be the one against Dublin. I mean, you had your own dramatic campaign leading up to that. Dublin are known for having their own dramatic matches in the last few years itself. Orty described that match as an anarchic, action-packed encounter. I don't think I can put that any better. Was that what it was like for you?
Yeah, it's probably a game for a neutral that nearly had everything. You had goals, you had good scores, you had a nice bit of physicality. You had black cards, you had red cards, you had yellow cards. It had a lot of chaos at certain parts of it as well, especially the last 10 minutes. When it was 15 on 13 favouring ourselves, but there was no shape or make to the game at that stage. So for the neutral, it was probably very interesting. I suppose for the Kerry fans that came up to Dublin, I said they were very happy looking at the last 20 minutes of that game. But yeah, look, it was chaotic. It was a game that we were looking forward to. I suppose the focus had always been the next game, the next game, the next game. My focus was always getting 6 points on the board and putting ourselves in a position that we could be challenging for promotion. That was the most important thing for me. We achieved that after Carlow. It's not that I felt the pressure was off, but I just felt that we can go into a different phase of the league now and we can take it on. And, you know, I think we did take it on in Croke Park. Any day you get to play in Croke Park again adds to the whole thing. You know, like, it's a double header with Dublin and Kerry in football after you. We didn't stay for much of the football, but there was a good crowd came in for that at the end as well. But a great double header to get. And as I said, any day for some of the younger players we've been for the first year in a senior squad to play in Croke Park, you know, it's a great occasion.
Do you think, I have to touch on the point of obviously Mark Fanning missing a penalty in that game. Well, not missing, it was a brilliant save from Dublin, but yeah. Was there a conscious effort, I suppose, decision from you afterwards that Lee Chin would take the following penalty afterwards? Like, what was the reasoning behind that? And is that, I suppose, will we see a bit of alternation between the two of them come the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's something that I wasn't expecting to get a second penalty. Thank God we got one. I was delighted to get it. And it was just a decision I made at the time. We have 2 really good penalty takers on the team. Like, I'll probably never forget, and I know I signed the first round of the league, but it caused over a real hole when Mark nailed the 21 against Antrim. I'll probably never forget that. It just started, gave us momentum for the league. Some of the penalties Lee's had hitting over the last couple of years have been phenomenal as well. So we're just blessed that we have 2 of them that can hit it. And Simon Roach is probably putting his hand up to try to hit it as well. But Mark missed the first one. And it's probably not fair to say miss. It was a great stop. It was a great stop. Nailed it in the corner. Keeper had to come across himself to go, and full stretch, he just guessed the right way, you know, and he didn't on Lee. And I suppose my thought process on it was that I've Lee up there, give him a go at it, and when it scores, I made the right decision. If he had missed it, everyone would be looking at me saying, when you can mark another goal. But players of good understanding of my call at the time. Sometimes I nod for Mark, sometimes I nod for Lee. I suppose Mark's job, main job for us, is to stop balls going to the net, we're in his puck out, organise his defence, and then Lee's job is to score the other end. So if I have a penalty taker like Lee Chin, who's back in full flow now, yeah, Lee be taking the penalties going forward. But it's great to have an out in Mark as well, that if you need him on a certain day that Lee gets injured or something like that, Mark can step up, and I've all the faith in the world that he's scoring. Mm-hmm.
I have to ask, it's probably the question you've been asked the most, the standoff between you and Neil O'Callaghan, you know, the end of that game. Like, that's obviously impassioned former hurlers kind of clashing heads a little bit just in the heat of the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, look, that a couple of words exchanged. I didn't lose much sleep about it after I put that way to you. But yeah, we had got the last three. Neil was getting a little bit excited on his side. I was probably a bit excited in my box, and we met somewhere around halfway, I think, and I had a bit of a coming together. There was nothing more than words. You know, we both know that it's the fourth round of the league, and that there's bigger games to come down the road. You know, and we said we'd see each other in May, and we both agreed we'd see each other in May, and that's the one that came out, that's the line that came out, a whole lot of things. But look, we shook hands after, heat of the moment thing. We both want to win, we're both competitive. You know, our playing careers are past us, and now we're into our managerial careers, and we're both passionate about winning, and we're both giving it everything, and sometimes you're going to fly over the top, and we both did. And look, we're both man enough and adult enough to go shake hands after, have a bit of a laugh about it. And you know, and we did say to each other again, we'll see each other in May, you know, in a probably calmer circumstance than that. Mm-hmm. But we've an awful lot of hurling to do before that. You know, we've Clare coming in the league, obviously, and then we've Kildare coming in the league, and a month later we've Kildare coming to the championship. So we've an awful lot of hurling before we get to May, to be done. So I'm not focusing on that at all. Take each game as it comes now, and sure, please God, we'd be in a good position that when Dublin come down, we'd be hurling well.
I know, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, because come the end of last season, a lot of people were mentioning, geez, you don't see many, I suppose, the younger teams from Wexford being represented in, so I suppose, inter-county tournaments. And but now you kind of look at, I suppose, the success of St. Martin's in club level, and you talk about even, you know, Simon being one of the younger players in the squad and really stepping up to the mark. Like, for you, where do you think Wexford hurling stands in terms of, I suppose, where you're at in an ability to compete? Are you on that development side at the moment now, or do you think that there's still a really good squad here that can go on and really compete at the highest level?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the squad. We've a lot of young and experienced guys in it, but they're really eager to learn. They're listening, they're training really hard, they're doing everything we ask them to do. Mm-hmm. They're chomping at the bit to get game time, which is always healthy. I'm delighted with the attitude they're showing. Yes, we're young. Yes, we're inexperienced. A lot of the lads are, but when you get the blend of your Lee Chins, Mark Fanning, Simon Donoghue, Conor Hearn, Damien Reck, Liam Ryan, who's back, Jack O'Connor, who's back now as well after getting a small operation on his knee, you mix all that in, and it's a nice blend. Mm-hmm. We're here to go win everything we can possibly win. We're not here just to make up the numbers for the next year or two till we get more young lads in and get them experienced. They have to grow up really quick in Wexford. It's as simple as that. Grow up and learn quickly and gain the experience and just keep working hard. So yeah, we have our goals set out, what we want to achieve for the year as a group, and we'll be looking to achieve them. Yeah, so...
Yeah. Speak to me on the return of Liam Ryan. Obviously, you mentioned him there. Like, I know he's got a nice bit of a lead in now until this game of Clare, because he's the week off in between. Like, I presume he's continuing his return to fitness and kind of getting ready for that match.
Yeah, Liam, you won't see Liam for a little while. He got married in November. He's a postman by trade, so no postman can get away in December for a honeymoon. So he had a 5 week break in January. You know, he enjoyed himself. He told me that himself. He enjoyed himself. And when Liam says he enjoyed himself, that you can be guaranteed that he ate whatever he wanted to eat. He's in good shape. There's just a bit of condition and work to do and to get him back in order and to make sure the body's ready for championship. Mm. And it's all about championship. You know, the league is your preparation. And as I said, you won't see Liam Ryan for a couple of weeks, but when you do see him, he'll be ready to go.
Is he, I suppose, a presence around those younger players as well, offering them guidance now as well? Like, he probably plays even as important as a role as on the pitch now, does he?
Liam Ryan is a different character than a lot of guys you see, and leaders are in different shapes and formats. You get some guys like to talk, you know, and lead on the field. Liam is pure actions, you know, just having his presence around. He doesn't need to open his mouth. He's a character. He's a great lad to have around younger players. Doesn't take life too serious, you know, which is brilliant. Easy come, easy go, and but he's a warrior. And to have him in the dressing room for the younger players to see him, just to get him fit now and to have him around the lads, it's massive. Mm-hmm. We can talk about presence. It's a pure presence. He doesn't realise he has it. Doesn't, he's that type of character, just doesn't pay attention to that, but it's massive what he brings to Wexford dressing room. And we're over the moon to have him back. We're delighted as a management team, and the, you know, even with the players coming back, we didn't know what way it was going to be coming back from honeymoon. You know, the body had been, you know, breaking down a little bit on him the last couple of years, and he hasn't got a clean run at, have health at all really, from a hurling point of view, but he has for the last couple of months, and he's positive about it, and he's delighted to be back. And it's just to have him around the dressing room, as I said, he doesn't say much, but you just, the younger lads know what he means to the dressing room.
Mm-hmm. Clare coming up now, do you think having that little bit of a break, I suppose, I know they're obviously going to be playing Carlow this weekend, but having that break in between, does that set you up a bit more for success, or like how do you weigh that up? Because I always feel like there's pros and cons when you have a week off and another team is playing a competitive match.
Yeah, I think it's too early to talk about setting you up for success. I think it helps you, you know, get back into training, get to work on the work-ons from the previous game that you need to look at. It gets you a chance to rest up a couple of niggles and injuries. It gives you the opportunity to match up the lads who haven't got game time, to see who's coming as well, and try and keep those lads in form, because you can only play at 15 and bring on 5. You've a panel of 36 plus. There's a lot of lads not getting game time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to manage that as well. But I think it's... I think it's important to, with the week's break, it's just the way it fell. It's just the way it fell for us. And it's the same after Clare. We've a week off before we play Kildare in the last round of the league. And lucky that it fell that way, but we had 3 rounds on the trot at the very start of it as well. And we're missing some major players at that stage, and we couldn't complain about it. So it's just falling right for us now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will help, you know, please God, get a performance. And that's what it means. Like, I suppose this time of year, it's February, we're rolling into March now very soon, and it's just about getting a performance and keep the performance going in the right direction so that you can build for the championship.
How do you assess coming up against them? Because I think presumably the way I would always look at it is, see, you know, joint opposition who you've played before already, and, you know, how can you assess that? But as you mentioned, like, you know, you're in a better spot now than probably you were when you played Down last time, and obviously Clare got this unbelievable victory against Down not too long ago. Like, can you take much out of their fixtures with it and your own fixture, or how much, like, will you be down at that Carlow game and only focusing purely on that? Or?
Yeah, look, the way I see it is that they had certain players available for their different games as well. They're trying different things, like we're trying different things. As I said, it's time to try out, it's time to blood in guys. Brian Lone and Clare are doing the very same thing, I'm presuming. You know, like, we'll have a look at them after the Carlow game. They'll be watching us against Dublin. It's just the way it is. There's no point in hiding that. But I suppose it's about us and what we're going to bring to it. And, you know, Clare are an awesome side. It's not too long ago they won the All-Ireland, and a lot of those players are still around, and the young lads coming through are just as good. That's replacing the guys that are moving on. So it's going to be a massive battle for us. We were in Ennis last year, we're back to Ennis again this year. You know, it favoured us last year, we got the win, which is brilliant. And look, if we can just get a bit of luck and perform, and we'll be there thereabouts.
What does success look like for Wexford this year? Obviously, I presume promotion back to 1A is the massive key at the moment, but I remember talking to Peter Queeley a while back about how winning that 1B final kind of set them up nicely, because they had a competitive game just before the Munster Championship. Do you look at, say, I suppose, getting to a Division 1B final as a really good chance to kind of finalise your starting lineup ahead of a Leinster Championship?
Yeah, the way I see it is that you just keep playing the games in front of you. If we're lucky enough to have another game after Kildare and it being a league final, we've done a good job through the league. Success for the league for me is promotion would be brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great. But I think you can measure success in different ways, and getting to bring a bunch of new guys through and transition them into the Wexford senior squad, getting them a game time throughout the different games of the league section of it before a final, and seeing new blood, you know, blooding in new guys into the jersey, that's a bit, that's success in itself as well. So we'll see where the road takes us over the next couple of weeks. Hopefully we'll be in a league final, it'll be brilliant. But if not, there's still a lot of success within the league for us.
Obviously, the experimentation of the league probably means that accurate reflections probably aren't possible really at this stage to imagine how a Leinster Championship would go. But if we are to go off, I suppose, basic results and what we've seen on the pitch from a lot of teams, like, it is shaping up to be a really sort of competitive Leinster Championship this year, isn't it?
Yes, looking good. It is. You have Offaly competing away in 1A. You have Kildare putting up big scores. Put up another good score against Clare last weekend, beating Antrim in Newbridge as well. I think they still have Carlow and Down to play. Leinster's going to be tough, and I haven't even mentioned Dublin, Galway or Kilkenny, because we know what they're going to bring. So Leinster's a minefield, really. It's the first game. Look, Kildare are probably targeting ourselves in the first game. We know that. It's going to be a big day in Newbridge. I said there'll be a big crowd for it, and that's where all roads are leading. You know, that's what everything is about at the minute, to get yourselves ready for that. But as I said, Leinster is a complete minefield. Those first round of games are going to be very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter for you winning the division? Like, does that give a big morale boost to your own side, just even winning silverware? Or do those lads kind of not really, I suppose, see it as that big of an issue? It's just more about kind of getting a run out, getting set up for the championship.
Yeah, the way I see it is that I'm competitive. My management are competitive. My players are definitely competitive. We want to win everything that's in front of us. There's not one game that we go out not to win. We want to win every game. We're fairly greedy. If possible at all, we'd be trying to win every game. So by winning every game, we'd be getting to a league final, which would be brilliant. And as Peter Queeley said last year, getting that big game in the likes of a Páirc Uí Chaoimh or a Turles or something 2 weeks before a championship, wouldn't be any, you couldn't get better preparation, you know, for it. So yes, it's winning what's in front of you is the main objective, and seeing where it takes you. It's hard to beat a winning mentality, and we all know how well it's like to go training after winning on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night, and we all know how it feels like going to train after getting bet at the weekend on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night. And I think I prefer the winning side.
Absolutely. Keith Rothers, thank you so much, and best of luck with the rest of the campaign.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much.